Hallelujah. Good stuff. Actually, what you're sharing, Davin, now is very relevant to what I've been, so it's more my heart and I'm sharing with the people. I say that to encourage them. It's good. All righty, let's open the Bibles to Luke 8:22. I'm going to pick up where I've been sharing the last 2 weeks, because I need to continue with this until the Holy Spirit says, okay, now preach this. Now, I have other messages stirring in me. That's usually how it works. There's sort of like stirrings ahead, things deposited ahead, and I let them ferment in there. Process of fermentation, it gets stronger. Well, the Word of God, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, keep meditating on it, whether it's a week, a month, 6 months, when it comes out, it's water out of a fire hose instead of out of a straw. So anyway, that's kind of how this is. But Luke 8:22 says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples and said to them, 'Let us go to the other side of the lake,' and they launched forth. And as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water," or the boat was filling up, the waves were coming over, "and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we perish.' Then he arose and rebuked the wind, the raging of the water, and it ceased, and there was a calm. And he says to them, 'Where is your faith?' And they, being afraid, wondered." Qualify this. There's different types of ministry of the word. In Luke 1, Paul said, "I didn't cease to teach you and warn you." Now, he wrote that letter to the Colossians out of prison. It was shortly before he died, shortly before the Romans came in and the temple was destroyed, and there was like an oppressiveness and persecution from the Romans in their government, persecution of Christians. Many were killed. So he gave some warnings to them as well as teaching them. So sometimes there's more of a prophetic warning. It doesn't necessarily mean nobody knows about this to any degree. It could be that at times, but this is something we can all see happening. Okay, if your head's not buried in the sand like an ostrich, you can see what's going on around us. But I say by the Spirit of God, there's a great storm right on the horizon. Okay, and we need to be prepared to deal with that. And therefore, that's what the warning is. With that, I'm going to teach you things from the Word. So he said, teach and warn. There's a time, there's a combination there. So anyway, there's as in this account here in Luke, which is also Matthew, Mark, in this account, Jesus declared the will of God to go to the other side. So for him, that's what he's going to do. And all whatever's needed, the power of God, he understood this, can be tapped into to do that. Nothing's going to stop him. This is the will of the Father. And we need to learn to be like that. What is the will of God for our life? And whatever it takes to do it, we'll believe God for it. Sometimes it could be money. It could be, I believe, for people. There's other people he wants to bring from us, develop, raise up, or send. That means sometimes I believe for. It could be health. Well, believe for that. Well, Lord, I need to be completely healed to finish doing all you have me to do. So my expectations for that, I'm not going to waver. If I had to come in here in a wheelchair, which I did there for a little while, I still preach from there. If I had to lay on the floor, I'd preach from there. If I had to hang from the rafters, I'd preach from there. That's a Pentecostal thing. You'd say you're swinging from, and some of them would do some kind of crazy stuff because they were reacting to the Holy Ghost. And even if you say, why are they doing that? Well, that's between them and God. Don't worry about it. You know? Sometimes people think we got to correct everything. We end up acting like a Pharisee pretty quick, taking that approach. Well, anyway, so they launched out in a boat, and they're sailing, and a great storm rises up to where the professional fishermen are afraid. So happy bad. They thought they were going to die. They knew how to navigate rough waters. They knew how to do all that. This is something beyond their knowledge and ability. And what resulted was fear. We're going to die. And Jesus is sleeping through all of this. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lord of Peace. He can sleep in a storm. He can be at peace and relax. I'll take some of that. In other words, he is that for us in the storm. Therefore, you do not need to fear the storm. And when they called upon them, he delivered them by exercising authority over the storm that threatened to kill them. But from the Jesus perspective, not just their need, but the will of God, we're going to the other side. What happened over there? He brought deliverance to a man possessed with 2,000 demons. That's what happened. And he told that guy, now you stay here. The guy was delivered. You stay here and tell everybody what God did for you. He didn't say, yeah, come follow me. Join the crew, buddy. You'll be a testimony. And he said, you stay where you're at. You reach the people where you are. And that's a ministry perspective. Be in Christ where you are. Reach out to who's around you, whether you've known them 100, you know, well, Pop, I can say 95 years. Whether you know them 95 years or 5 years or 5 minutes, whether they're saved or unsaved, allow the love of God to come out of your heart to the people that are around you, that you can help them through this, through the storm, that you can be a blessing. So that's why Jesus said, where's your faith? We need to come to a place where we know who we are in Christ and we're walking with him, that we can deal with the storm. However, if you're not in that place, don't despair. Jesus, Jesus, wake up! We're going to die! He wakes up in peace. He doesn't say, oh my God, we're going to die! He wakes up in peace, exercises the authority that he had, brought deliverance to them, and they go to the other side. And as they pass through that storm, there's a work of God to be done. It wasn't just, oh, get us through this so we can survive. It was the will of God. They're going through that storm. Nothing's going to stop Jesus. The disciples were allowing themselves in their mind to be stopped by something they encountered. Now, in this case, it's a literal storm. Why? Because they could see that with their eyes. Jesus used that to teach them something. They could see this with their eyes, their life experience. They knew death is upon them. Their life experience as fishermen, as sailors, as men of the seas. Half of them literally came out of that profession. And they're freaking out because they know what they see is going to kill them. You pass through the storms of life, where something personal or something on a national level or a worldwide level. We need the confidence that our Master, our Savior, is well able to deliver us out of whatever we encounter. So you don't have to fear the future. You don't have to fear what's going to happen. Things are going to happen. There's evil people in control, and the plot and the plans to tear down, and it's been this way that I know of for 40 years I've known this. There's a plot and a plan to tear down the U.S. because the Antichrist spirit wants a one-world government. But it says in Thessalonians, the church is in the way. The church is a hindrance to him. Because we're exercising the love of God, the authority of Jesus, we are a problem for him.
So if need be, he's willing to move people to kill you. It's happened throughout history. But you know, he'll work more so to try to control people, and fear is the primary avenue to bring control in. But the objective of the enemy is to control the world. However, in the midst of that, God's doing a work to deliver people out, that people are going to be saved in what we call the last great harvest. And it's a worldwide thing. That's why one of the passions of my heart is to support those who are going to unreached people groups. Now, we don't have unreached here. People here have heard the gospel that live here. Most of whom have heard the gospel and either accepted or rejected. But there are people in the world who've never even heard. And they don't have a TV because they don't have electricity. They don't have water. Somebody has to go. There's people we call us to go. And they need people behind them to help support them in prayer and financially. So I praise God. We're a part of that. Missions, relationships. Now, some people, if they're only thinking about themselves, oh, we need social club stuff. I'm not bowing my knee to that because that'll lead people away from God. Oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's about me. To have the mind of the will of God, he's going to bring a great harvest. That's the times we're living in. You can't get outside of the times we're living in. Evil's waxing worse and worse in this world towards total domination. But we don't have to be afraid. As Brother Dav was sharing, to trust the Lord, there's times you're going to be challenged to trust him in a way you didn't before. And you can feel helpless. Man hates feeling helpless. As I mention at times, I say this not for me, but for you. There's times I came, I don't know how I'd say it, the point of death almost, and I felt helpless. But the prayer of the saints, and the one time in particular, I thought I died. I didn't even know. And the prayer of the saints, when you're helpless, the prayer of the saints can bring forth the ministry of Jesus as deliverance, as freedom, as life, as love, whatever's needed in that situation. And I like to testify this to encourage you, if you were involved in that, the prayer of the saints. And that's what brought Peter out of prison. They were going to kill him probably the next day or two. Brought him out. So what I'm trying to say here is don't be afraid of what's coming. Be strong. Hold your position. Hold your place in prayer, believing God, because if someone is in that position, a helpless, God has a provision. It's called the prayer of the saints. Praying in faith, not just saying prayers. It's not about getting 100 prayer chains saying words. Who's with you in faith? If two or three gather in my name, I'll be there. If two or three agree in prayer, I'll do it. I'm in agreement with you. He's taking care of your kids. Okay? And that's what you want. People in agreement and faith that are in faith. Now, if you're in a place you don't have any, and you can talk, you can cry out, Jesus, Master, save me. God has that provision, so don't be afraid. They called out on him when they knew they were going to be destroyed. And he brought them right through. That being said, where is your faith? He wants us to be able to rise up because he's going to leave and send the Holy Spirit back. And he tried to get that across to them. But he wanted them to rise in a place of faith that they can be a people that will be one of those who the prayer of the saints, and it could be praying for unsaved people, God, reveal yourself. That's the simplicity of it all. Because if an unbeliever can really see him, then they have the choice. But if they can really see him, where are they going to go? What really is a choice? Love and Jesus? or all the pain and suffering and horrors of this life in the natural apart from God. So we can have a confidence. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm moving a little out on a mood of inspiration and things he's been stirring in me even this morning. But he's, of course, he's needing us to take our place in a storm. Now, I can talk about natural stuff I believe is going to happen. That shouldn't be our focal point. We need awareness of some things. Along the way, as the Lord releases me, I'll share some more of those things. Because it's a warning up ahead. When exactly, I don't know, but I believe this year. Probability, probably this summer. But anyway, I don't want to get off into that. We grow in our faith, our trust. He wants us to take a position. And what I want to share with you, and I'm going to go on this till I feel whoever has ears to hear, we got it the way he wants us to have it. See, you don't go forward just on path, on knowledge. We need fresh revelation, inspiration. What's the Spirit of God saying to me? And what I'm wanting to bring to you is that how we live our life, I'm talking about right now, this morning, how we live our life walking on through. And something came to me just this morning, in addition to what I was cooking. Revelation 1. And it goes with what I've been sharing, but I'm going to just focus on this particular thing right now. Revelation chapter 1, and I want to go to verse 5. And it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness," he's a witness of everything of the Father, "the first begotten of the dead," okay, his resurrection made the way for us possible to be forgiven of sin, cleansed, process repentance and faith, come into the kingdom of God and partake of all that he has. And it says, "To the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our own sins in his own blood." Now, Jesus has cleansed us. We're part of the kingdom of God. He's our Lord and Savior. "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Now, he's going to proceed in the chapter 2, chapter 3, speaking to the various churches about where they were, what they're going to encounter, what they need to do to walk through it, and to take them into a victory. But he was very upfront. Here's where you're. Here's what you're doing right, and here's what needs corrected. And if you walk with me, you'll be an overcomer, and you'll have the crown of life. You'll have the testimony, and so forth. And then he goes into all these things of the great tribulation, and there's a whole timeline of things in the book of Revelation. Revelation is revelation, singular. It's not plural. Mistakenly, people, there's revelations, and they want some predictive thing about the future. You know why people want to know the future so bad? So they can, in their own ability, try to cope with it. That's not, shouldn't be our approach. How am I ability?